Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Michael Silver, NFL insider from the NFL Network, joining Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Michael, good morning. Let's start with something personal. You're a Cal graduate. What do you think about the hiring of Justin Wilcox to take over the Bears program?
I'm really fired up. I've known Justin a long, long time, and I'm excited about the energy he's going to bring. Thought they ran a really good search, had to do it in a compressed time frame. I'm still hoping that another former Bear assistant and player, Tosh Lupoi, will come back home. I know there are some Cal fans who are still grumpy about the way he left a few years back, and my three-word advice to them would be get over it. There's more to the story, and he's a Bear, and he would really help things. But either way, I think Justin's going to inject it with a lot of energy. I think you're going to see a brand of football that Cal had a lot of success with last decade, and I'm super excited about what's to come.
Looking forward to seeing some defense on the field for a change out there at Strawberry Canyon.
That's the plan too. But I think on offense, you're going to see fullbacks and tight ends and things like that.
Love it.
And huddles once in a while. So, it's really exciting. I think people talk about why you can't win at Cal or why you don't win at Cal, and they're overcomplicating a very, very simple thing. There's no reason you can't win at a university like that with the facilities they have, and it is the University of California. We just need to go get some figurative killers and coach them up, and I think we've got a guy and a staff who will do that, and I'm real excited about it.
Mike, how long would it take, you think, for Cal to get back in some bowl games? You think that you believe the coach is going to build? And the way you're talking about getting the tight ends and fullbacks, so you really believe that this is a physical type of brand of football that Cal's long overdue of playing?
Well, I just think, I'm just not comfortable with gimmicks as much.
Sure, sure.
So it was fun to see what the offense did, under Sonny Dykes. And I know he had some challenges, and I thank him for his 4 years. My comfort level, I'm not saying you have to, take it back to the 60s and just, pound the ball, ground and pound, but I do like to see the ability to, line up on third and one, not in a shotgun snap. And, Lowe, the best ever was in the heyday with you guys, Marty told me he could just announce the play if
sure.
he wanted. It's third and one. We're going to run this. Although, the inside handoff, that was the one change off when they wanted to get Lolo, feed him a little bit, get Lolo like his two carries for 18 yards. Nobody saw that coming. I don't know how long. I do know that there is only one bowl for most of us, and that is the one we haven't been to since 1959 that they play in Pasadena, usually on January 1st. We would like to get to that one. We want to win the conference, and that's my philosophy. Win the conference, go where they send you. They keep making up new rules that we have to navigate. Now we've got to win half a conference and then another game. But, it's a challenge, but that is the overriding goal.
Michael Silver, NFL insider from the NFL Network with Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Was it surprising to you at all to see Josh McDaniels turn down the opportunity to be the next 49ers head coach to stay in New England?
Yes, and I'd like to kind of find out a little more, because my understanding for a lot of the process is that he was pretty gung-ho. So I don't think it's a situation where we're going to go, oh, he just thought it was too dysfunctional, or that just proved that it was a lousy job, because he went pretty far down the road. But, you know, it does make you question when you're a hot candidate for a number of years, but you're in a comfortable situation where it's easy for you to look good. And certainly having Tom Brady as your quarterback and that infrastructure is set up like that, and you repeatedly, choose not to leave, then I think owners at some point start going, is it worth going down that road? So he has a decision to make in these next couple of years. I think the good news for the 49ers is that, Kyle Shanahan was also a very, very attractive candidate, and he's out there too. Now, Kyle Shanahan may also conclude, you know what, I like it with Matt Ryan, the way it's going. I feel like I'm going to be a hot candidate a year from now, and, I want to keep that rolling. I think it's more likely than not that he would not do that, but if he does, then, I think 49er fans are probably looking at a hire that they're not going to be as thrilled with, and, that's something that, people will second guess, because I could argue that Jed York has played it right by waiting, and he did have a more complicated search because he's trying to match the GM and the coach. But if you end up getting left with, neither of your top three candidates, which if you believe Sean McVay was one of them, would happen if Kyle Shanahan said no, then I think people are going to question the timing.
Can you really sell Tom Cable as the next head coach of the 49ers if you're Jed York trying to pitch to the fans that you're taking a step forward?
I mean, no one has crushed Tom Cable more than I have since he was the Raider coach. And Tom and I have talked it out, and I told him, I'm done with the overt Cable bashing. So I'm trying to be open-minded about Tom Cable in general. He has done an incredible job as their offensive line coach. And if you talk to people in that organization, which I admire as much as any in sports, he is a big voice in that locker room. He talks to the team a lot. They say he's a leader of men. So I do understand why he has reemerged as the head coaching candidate. I think if you're Jed, you have to balance that again, and also the fact that both of the Seahawks GM candidates, who are super highly regarded, that they interviewed yesterday, Trent Kirshner and Scott Fitterer, have told Jed that Tom Cable was a guy they would want if they came. So you balance that against obviously the incidents from the past. And as an owner, I can't tell the boss how he or she should feel about something like that. That is an owner level decision. Do you want to deal with the domestic violence from the past? And then the other caveat I would say is, who's Tom Cable's offensive coordinator? Because I saw him in Oakland when he was essentially running the offense, and it was Tom Walsh-esque, really, really bad. Then Hugh Jackson came in, and all of a sudden it looked really, really good. And there are a lot of coaches who are good head coaches who don't actively run the offense. And so, if I knew who Tom Cable's offensive coordinator was and it sounded like someone who was pretty good at it, I would be a lot more enthusiastic. So, I've said stuff in the past. I am trying to be open-minded. I can understand why it would be a tough call for Jed and why fans would be upset.
Well, Mike, let's talk about something a little bit more positive. Let's look at, the two matchups this weekend. What's going on with Atlanta. Atlanta seems like Matty Ice is playing great ball, and he's got a hot Aaron Rodgers coming into town. What are you looking for in that matchup?
Everything. I'm excited to go to it. I got to go to Atlanta this last weekend, and I really thought the Seahawks were as dangerous, as the Steelers and Packers in terms of being able to come out with a road victory, and they just, the Falcons just ran over them. And I know there are some mitigating factors, no Earl Thomas and all that, but, super impressive. And yet you think about 2010 when the Falcons were the number one seed with young Matt Ryan, and Aaron Rodgers came in there with the six-seeded Packers and just, played one of those space-age games and took them out en route to a Super Bowl championship. And I think the Falcons will step up to this challenge and play well. But I for the last few weeks, I've been watching with Aaron Rodgers, just it reminds me of 2010 and maybe even next level. I just don't see a guy who is going to succumb. And maybe the Falcons will surprise me. I do know that crowd there. That's like the fakest loud crowd ever. You know, they'll be super loud in the beginning and engaged and fired up and roaring. But if they get down a couple of touchdowns early, you're going to be able to have a conversation with someone across the stadium. And I think Hawks, you know, games are known for similar things. I don't know. It's just a college football area. They'll be ready to play and rise up, but Aaron Rodgers could suck the life out of that pretty fast.
Michael Silver, NFL insider from the NFL Network with Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Michael, thank you so much for your time. We'll catch up with you again next week.
All right, go Warriors.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.